Are you dismissing the very skills that could be worth 50K or more in your next role? If you've ever caught yourself saying things like, it's not that big of a deal, or anyone can do this when someone compliments your work, then this episode is for you. Because in this episode, I'm talking about why achieving women consistently undervalue their most marketable skills and the one mindset shift that could change everything about your earning potential. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we are talking about something that could literally be costing you $50,000 or honestly even more in your next role. So, have you ever caught yourself saying things like, it's not that big of a deal, or anyone could do this, or I just did what needed to be done when someone compliments your work? If you said yes, there's a high chance that you are dismissing the very skills that could land you a massive salary increase and promotion. So today I'm going to be talking about why high achieving women consistently undervalue their most marketable abilities and how this one mindset shift could change everything about your earning potential. So in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, I am almost always working with a lot of high achieving women who have been working for over 12, 13, 15 years in their careers. And I see this pattern over and over again. These are usually really incredibly capable women. They come to me feeling undervalued and underpaid at work. And when I start digging into their experience, I see the same thing quite often, which is that they're dismissing their most valuable skills. And oftentimes I can tell that that's happening when I hear things like, it's not that big of a deal. Anybody can do this. I just did what needed to be done. Or even it wasn't that special. I've literally heard so many women say that when I talk about maybe things that they forgot to put on their resume or how they've worded things on their resume or even them just telling me about their experiences at work. And the way I see that showing up externally, this dismissing of skills that come naturally or innately is on resumes. And you might notice this too for yourself, where on your resume, maybe you're skipping skills entirely or you write about them so vaguely that no one actually understands the impact of those skills. For my clients, I'll see them writing things like managed projects instead of designed and implemented a project management system that reduced delivery time by 30% and became the template for the entire department. That was literally a bullet point I had to create for my client when she had put managed projects. And when I dug deeper into what that meant and what she did, we realized that this was the result was reducing delivery time. In interviews, what you might see happening is that you're downplaying your accomplishments. So when people ask you about a major success, you might say things like, it wasn't just me, the team really did all the work. Or I just organized things a little better, literally. A client said that to me. And I'm like, okay, first of all, just because a team did it or it was a team effort doesn't mean that you did not lead the team. Like, think about what the team did. If you weren't the leader, will the team have been as successful as they were? And more often than not, the answer is no. And so when you're dismissing your really valuable skills, you might end up talking yourself out of getting hired at the salary that you deserve. And then another way that this can show up is at work. What I've seen with my clients is that they are often over-functioning without recognition because they don't name or even frame their value. So they are easily the go-to person for complex problems. But because they make it look super easy, leaders or the leadership in their organization assumes that it is easy, and then they don't compensate them accordingly. I remember one client, I work with them, I don't think I'm ever going to forget this, where she told me her president of the company told her, your work is really valuable. I know that your work is valuable, but your work is the one that I don't understand in our team. And I'm paraphrasing, but essentially they like literally multiple leaders had told her she solves problems. She's the go-to person. They know who she is, but they literally couldn't articulate or define what exactly it was that she was doing, which is why she got passed over for promotion 3 different times before she worked with me. Now, from my experience, here's what I think is really happening psychologically after working with so many clients. And I think part of it is also because I myself, I'm a high achieving woman. So there might be some like reflection happening here. But high achieving women are so used to always striving, always performing, always trying to prove themselves that when something comes easily, they start thinking they're not working hard enough. They think the work doesn't count because it's natural or because it comes easily to them. We have been so socialized to believe that unless we are stressed out and struggling, we're not being impactful and valuable. But that is completely backwards. And like I said, I really resonate with this. And I think it's because I have gone through my own journey that I've been able to notice it in clients and even have this conversation with you today. Like an example that comes to mind for me is when I think of my coaching programs, whether it's FYFC or NLC, I create curriculum that serves as like a co-coach to help my clients get results even between our sessions. And time after time, my clients would always tell me how they love how structured it is, how easy it is to follow, how it provided them with support and helped them get results even without me. And for the longest time, I would just dismiss this feedback and think, you know what, I just put it together to do its job. It is what it is. But what I realized was that because of my background in education, I actually know how to structure information in a way that's understandable and bite-sized, but also in a way that scaffolds and builds on itself. And that's why my clients can go through the material so smoothly. It's not just random videos put together. And I was dismissing a skill set that was actually creating incredible value for my clients. And it wasn't until I paused to reflect on that repeated feedback that I was getting that I stopped dismissing. So if any of this is resonating and you have been saying things to yourself like, oh, it just comes easily, I just did what I needed to do, I want to offer you 3 mindset shifts that will change how you see these easy skills. Because honestly, I think, at least after seeing this happen with my clients, those easy skills are the ones that could easily land you your promotion with a $50,000 salary. So the first shift is recognizing that easy does not mean less valuable. Just because something comes easily to you doesn't mean it comes easily to everybody else. And just because it comes easily doesn't mean you're not still working hard. Just because it comes easily doesn't mean it's not still valuable or impactful. Think about this. Some of the highest paid skills in the world look effortless for the people who have mastered them. Think about a surgeon who makes a complex procedure look routine. Or I think of Steph Curry taking, like 3-point shots, or a CEO making strategic decisions that seem obvious, or even a consultant who solves problems that have stumped entire teams. The fact that you can do something with ease doesn't diminish its value. It usually just means that you have reached a level of mastery that is incredibly rare and valuable. And that level of mastery is what you need to position and market to help you land your promotion. So when there's a voice in your head that's saying things like, you know, maybe, but I don't have a certification in it, I don't have a degree in this, just remember that your results speak louder than any certificate or any piece of paper. Or something that I've heard a client say before is, you know, it's just a soft skill. It's not a real qualification. Remember that those soft skills actually drive business outcomes more than the technical skills in most leadership roles. Soft skills are what are going to help you be a great leader, manage people, build stakeholder relationships, and communicate with leadership. The second shift that I want you to embody is that your natural abilities are premium skills. Let me say that again. Your natural abilities are premium skills. Here's what I want you to understand. The things that feel natural to you are often what organizations desperately need and will pay premium prices for. So whether it is the ability to see patterns that other people miss, to organize chaos into systems, to communicate complex ideas simply, to navigate difficult personalities and get everybody on one accord, these aren't basic skills. They are executive level competencies that most people struggle with their entire careers. So when you think to yourself, anybody could have done this, remember that, but they didn't. If anybody could have done it, they would have done it, and they didn't, which means anybody couldn't have done it. You did it. And the fact that you made it look easy doesn't mean it was easy. It just means that you're really good at it, which means it is still a premium skill. The third shift that I want you to embody is that effort doesn't equal value. Let me say that again. Effort does not equal value. We need to dissociate ourselves from the external socialization that has made us think that unless we're working hard and stressed out, we're not being impactful and valuable. Ease is impactful and valuable. In fact, the more effortless you can make something look, the more valuable you often are at it, because you have put in the reps, you have put in the time, you have put in the practice to make it look effortless. Think about it. Would you rather hire somebody who struggles and stresses through every task you give them? Or do you want to work with somebody who can handle complex challenges with apparent ease, do it faster and more efficiently? I don't know about you, but I want the second, because the easier it is for you to do something, the more confident I'm going to feel in your ability to actually do the thing. And so if you are ever thinking to yourself something like, I don't want to sound arrogant by claiming that I can do something easily or claiming an accomplishment, I don't want to brag. Remember that stating facts about your impact isn't arrogance or bragging. It's legit just you stating facts. That's it. It's accuracy. And one of the things that made me record this episode is that I'm currently working with a next level career client who we are helping land a director of product management role. And I remember her saying to me, I downplay things because they come easy to me. And so one thing I worked on was helping her see that just because something comes easily to her doesn't mean that it comes easily to everybody else. And when she was able to embrace that mindset shift consistently, she became so much more confident and started taking ownership of her experiences, her skill sets, and her accomplishments. And that confidence shift can legit change how you show up in a job search. You interview more confidently, you network more confidently, your LinkedIn just looks different. People can literally feel your confidence radiating off you when you adopt this mindset shift. So here's something that I want you to do this week. First, I want you to do a skill audit. What consistently gets you positive feedback, but you tend to dismiss it? What are people always coming to you to help with? What seems effortless to you, but you notice that other people are struggling with it? Just audit what skills those are. Then second, I want you to notice the gap. Pay attention to the difference between how easily something comes to you versus how other people handle the same task, because that gap is where your value lives, and that is the value you can leverage to position yourself for promotion. And then third, practice the reframe, right? Instead of saying to yourself, anybody can do this, try telling yourself, I have a natural ability to blank. Or instead of saying to yourself, it wasn't that special, you might say, I was able to achieve blank. Stop downplaying your skills before other people do it, because sometimes we do that as a protective mechanism. Because we don't want other people to downplay us or reject us or talk down to our skills, we do it first as a way to protect ourselves. But all you're doing is diminishing your value. All you're doing is keeping yourself from higher level roles that you can thrive in. So stop doing it. And in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, I work to help you identify these overlooked skills through specific exercises. I help my clients reframe and articulate their value confidently and position these natural abilities as the premium skills they actually are, because these easy skills of yours are exactly what director level and executive level roles require for success. So if you have been diminishing your natural talent, there's a high chance that you're leaving a lot of money on the table, and the skills that you're taking for granted could be worth $50,000 or more in your next higher level role. In my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, I help women identify and position these overlooked skills for major salary increases. We will work together for 6 months to help you see your value clearly, communicate it confidently, and land a promotion with a $50,000 or higher salary increase. So if you're ready to stop undervaluing undervaluing yourself and stop undervaluing your skills and start getting paid what you're worth, you should go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about how to work with me one-on-one. Again, that URL is privatecareercoaching.com, and that link is in the description of this episode below. When you go to that URL, you can learn more about working together, submit an application to work with me one-on-one, and book a free promotion strategy call where we'll talk about what has kept you from promotion so far, and I'll share with you the exact specific three ways that I will help you land your promotion with a 50K salary increase in the next 6 months. Let me help you turn those skills you've been diminishing into the foundation for your next major career move. As usual, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you found it helpful, and I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareerdoctor.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.